Thank you for joining me today for episode 4, which is going to detail a little bit more about exactly how to do naked time. I've spoken to a few people since the last podcast and determined that some folks really want to know in more detail what is up with naked time. So the last podcast, or I believe 2 podcasts ago, we discussed how to do naked time, how to implement naked time, how to make sure that you have the time in the day, and to make sure that you do it in order to get where you need to be. But I guess I did leave out some information about actually how to approach naked time from the ground up. So my advice is, when naked time is imminent, when you're really about to do naked time or you're ready to do naked time, I touched on this a little bit before, but my advice is to take a shower or a bath first. Because some women, not all women, definitely feel more connected with their body and inclined to be interested in looking at themselves after they feel clean. Some women not. So if this isn't a benefit for you, then you can just totally skip the step and not bathe or shower and just begin hanging out with yourself in naked time. But I would advise you to go ahead and block out some time to take a shower or a bath. And don't rush it, okay? Don't just jump in and try to get clean really fast so that you kind of are hyperventilating through the experience and you end up in naked time feeling rushed. I would definitely take your time taking your shower or your bath. Now, if you are a woman who shaves, I would go ahead and, you know, do that too. I would take some time, slowly shave your legs, shave whatever else you shave. I would scrub with some soap so that you feel fresh and newly skinned. If you wash your hair often, I do not. I wash my hair once every week or two. I just do not wash it often. It doesn't need it. My hair is really good at self-regulating once I get to a certain point. So if you want to wash your hair so that you feel in touch with your most attractive self, or, you know, whatever that is to you, then go ahead and do that. But I do think one important thing about taking a shower or a bath before naked time is that you're not wearing makeup anymore. If you wear makeup, a lot of women do. So you're not wearing makeup anymore. So that right there drops some sort of boundary that you might have up between your external social face and body that you show the world. Now we're going to be able to get into the more internal and the more private and special version of you, which is the same physical person. It's just a more raw version of you. So you're not done up with clothes or makeup or anything. This is just you, the way you are. Now, you might feel like, oh man, if I am going to hang out with myself in naked time and then eventually start to think of myself as beautiful and sexual, perhaps I should be wearing makeup because I feel prettier when I'm wearing makeup. Okay, I'm still going to advise you not to do that. Because even though you might feel prettier wearing makeup or whatever, at first, wearing it is not going to get you anywhere. We need you in your most raw, open, and aware of yourself for who you are state. That's what this time is about. Is about seeing yourself for who you are. And if you're wearing makeup, you're not really seeing yourself for who you are. Because you can put makeup on any old day. It's not like an emergency situation and you cannot do naked time without your makeup on. So you've taken a bath or you've showered. You've taken your time. Maybe you shaved or washed your hair, but you definitely scrubbed, and maybe when you got out of the shower afterwards, you put some lotion on or some cream, something that makes you feel like you are communing with yourself, or something that makes you feel like you are in tune with your body. And this is a really good way to actually physically touch yourself, like I mentioned in the previous podcast about naked time in general. When the time comes for you to touch yourself and feel what your body feels like and your legs and your arms and things, a great way to do that, that might be an easy way for you to start, since it is it has a function. It isn't just pure touching for the sake of touching. It has a function. A way for you to do that might be to put some lotion on, because you are hydrating your skin. That is the reason. You can totally justify touching yourself for that reason without being like, this is goofy and awkward, because you're doing it for a reason. So start with that. If you're having trouble just running your hand over your back or your butt, so get the lotion out. That is definitely something you can do. Now, you can also approach naked time gradually. You do not have to dive out of the shower and begin naked time. The really good thing about naked time is that because it is such an open, personal, recentering time with yourself, and in the beginning, of course, we're saying it's not on a sexual level. This is just on a getting in touch with yourself level. The really good thing about naked time is that foreplay matters. Naked time foreplay, I mean. It's a different kind of foreplay than sexual foreplay. The gradually getting yourself naked and getting yourself comfortable just hanging out naked is important. It's probably not going to be that easy for you until you've been doing naked time for a while to quickly towel off when you're out of the shower and then dive on the bed and start inspecting yourself or doing something naked. If this is a new occurrence for you, it definitely won't be, because you're not naked often. A lot of people, when they get out of the shower, put an article of clothing back on top of themselves. So if this is you, then I wouldn't just disrobe and go dashing into your naked time space. Naked time can begin with the drying off process after getting out of the shower. So you're drying off with a towel. You're putting on your lotion, like I said. Maybe you want to do a little bit of like a sort of spa thing, which is you taking care of yourself and looking at yourself and touching yourself, even if it feels like it is sort of unfocused. If you're clipping your toenails or cleaning your toenails or even painting your nails, all of this counts. You can do the things that you want to do with yourself on a spa moment. Brushing your hair, braiding your hair, plucking your eyebrows, whatever, or your chin hairs. All of that can happen as a part of naked time, and all that counts as a part of naked time. Because I promise you, if you're focusing only on these things, even though they are kind of a grooming thing that prepares you for the outside world or prepares you for looking nice in your skirt tomorrow, you've shaved your legs for that purpose or something, even though you're focusing on those things, you're still in your state of nakedness, and you are still seeing yourself from your eyes, and you're touching yourself at the same time. I love to clip my toenails. It is seriously really fun. And my fingernails, because I always have short fingernails. I just do not like long fingernails on myself. They bend a lot, and I just look goofy, in my opinion. And then my toes, since I am pretty dirty a lot, like I'm working outside and stuff in the dirt, my toes, like, I just have, like, constant bits of dirt, like, you know, in the cracks of my toenail and my toe skin. So it's really a fun time for me to actually, like, clean them out. So it's like, this is great. I feel like I'm getting somewhere, but I'm also spending my naked time. Keep in mind that you also do not have to be totally naked to be involved in naked time. You can wear your underwear if you want to for a portion of the time, you know, and have no top on or something like that. You can wear a skirt or shorts and have your no top on. If you're trying to get in the zone of being naked with yourself and it's so not normal feeling for you, start slow. Start with the part of you that you appreciate the most. So if you really love your boobs, get those guys out. And, you know, if you are not a fan of your legs, then wear a skirt for a bit, or wear whatever you feel comfortable wearing, and focus on your upper body so that you become used to that and you start to recognize the beauty in that area of your body before you start moving on to areas that you don't feel as comfortable with. Because I understand, even though I am naturally a very naked person, I do understand the need to start slow. I am not good at starting slow. I usually rush into a lot of things, and I usually kind of go all out when I do things, either all or nothing kind of personality a little bit. But I do know that a lot of people aren't like that, and that's okay because that's just your own personality. So if it's good for you, and this is key here, is you need to think about what is good for you. If it's good for you to start off topless with with a bottom on, do it. It's good for you to start off bottomless with no top on, do it. If you are cold and you want to wear socks, do it. Or a scarf and gloves and a hat. I mean, I think that would be hilarious naked time. That's like winter naked time. You've got the the winter gear on, but no actual articles of clothing that are on your like torso or midsection. That would be actually really entertaining. I'm actually going to maybe do that tonight, now that I've talked about it. Wear like a hat and some socks and nothing else while I have my naked time. Another thing that is always beneficial to naked time is music. My go-to music of choice is Enya. It's relaxing to me. I grew up listening to it. It feels very cozy and special to me. It makes me think of all the times at night when my mom would be at work and my dad and I would be home hanging out and talking, and my dad would be washing the dishes and I would be doing my homework, or I would go in there and we'd have these really fun conversations about life and what life means. So I have really cozy feelings about Enya. And I also think it's just very relaxing music. My friend who recently had her first child had Enya playing through most of the birthing experience because that was a soothing music for her. So it is definitely a soothing music for me too. And that's one of the things that I choose the most. So find the music that is the most soothing to you. And I actually mean soothing and calming and introspective. Make sure it is not a music that is distracting or too rambunctious and kind of gets you pepped up. Because, of course, being naked and, like, dancing around is great. But some portion of your naked time needs to be devoted to thinking and reflecting, which allows you to reflect and think about yourself and your naked body. So make sure that you leave some time for that. Another thing that's going to be really important in naked time is mood lighting. Think of lighting that is sexy to you. We're still not in the sexy phase of naked time, but the reason that lowered lighting, which is usually the sexiest lighting, the reason that lowered lighting is so great for a sexy occasion, and the reason it's so great for an introspective calming occasion, is because it cuts down on your need to focus your sight. If you're focusing your sight to such an extreme intensity, the rest of your senses cannot work, and you can't let go of certain things that you notice, the details of things. Humans are very detail-oriented, and also very sensory and very visual. So lowering the lights a little bit allows our sight to shut down a little bit, which is going to make our hearing a little bit more intense. It's definitely going to affect our touch senses, so that when you're touching yourself or anything, that is going to mean a little bit more. So that's one big reason behind why you should lower the lights a bit. I always cut on a couple candles, and there's just something about it. I know that is like sort of a cliche, is mood lighting of candles, but it is a true thing. Not only is it a romantic thing, it's a really introspective thing. There has got to be something between humans and fire and that link. I mean, I could stare at a fireplace for hours on end and be so entertained, because it lets you dive into the fire and you start to think instead of watching the TV and letting it think for you and running your brain narrative for you. When you're looking at a fire or a flame, your own narrative just starts to take over. And that's what we need. We need you to get recentered with yourself, with what is bothering you, what is not bothering you, how you feel, what matters to you. It's about recentering. And a candle always does that to me. Always. Ever since I was a young kid and my parents would let me have candles in my bedroom, that was always something that mattered to me a lot. Sometimes I would even have enough cut on that I would be able to see without the overhead lights on or the lamps on, and that was always fantastic. To read, or especially to write my thoughts out as I'm doing this. So transitioning into the idea of writing during naked time. Something that isn't a necessary thing in naked time, but that can often be really beneficial, is writing out what you're feeling at the time. So you're naked, maybe you're sitting in your bedroom, you're sitting in the living room, you're sitting in some space that you deem to be safe for you and comfortable for you, where you're not afraid that you're going to get interrupted. Make sure that you're in a space where you are not afraid you're going to get interrupted, because you are not going to be able to let go and focus your brain, or actually unfocus your brain and let it take charge and let it go where it needs to go for you to think properly about what is up with you right now. There is no way you'll be able to do that if you're in a room where you're worried your son's going to walk in, or your daughter, or your husband even. Because remember, we talked about how, I mean, it's great if someone is around with naked time and they're like, hey, let's have sex, you know, and you want to do it. But that isn't the point of naked time at this time. The point of naked time is all about you, because you're important enough and we need to focus on you. So definitely writing about anything. Just let your brain go where you want it to go. Write down how you feel about this naked time thing. You can write, so I've been listening to this podcast and that Emma is maybe full of shit, but I'm trying out what she's saying and I'm feeling okay or great or weird, you know, however you feel. That's what you need to be talking about and writing. And it doesn't have to be about how you're feeling at that moment. It can just be anything that comes to mind, because all of this is a process. All of this is getting your brain into the right spot to be in a really peaceful place, in a really zen kind of place. And when you get into this peaceful kind of zen space, now start thinking about yourself, if you weren't already. It's likely that you already were thinking about yourself, because that's normal to reflect on yourself and who you are and what you've done and what your life means and things like that. But when you're in this peaceful place and you're having naked time, start thinking about yourself. Start thinking about what you feel like you need. The answers are going to come a lot easier when you're in this peaceful naked time place. What you need from your general life, what you need from your partner, what you need from yourself, things that you know about yourself to be true, things that you fear about yourself. It's okay to get emotional during naked time. This is one of the big points of naked time. I get very emotional during naked time often. Even though I'm a generally happy, fun-loving person, I'm also a crier. Not too much as at the drop of a hat, but I definitely am a crier. And I do a lot of reflecting during naked time. And I'm so used to doing it now that I've gotten to where my emotions and my peaceful state will just cut on, like click. You have to train your brain to go to that space where you are with yourself and you're centering with yourself. And then your brain will go there faster every time. And the cool thing about this is, if you don't believe me, once it finally starts to happen, it is a parallel to later on when we start talking about sexual pleasure and having orgasms. Once you get in the space where that's a possibility for you and things are going the way you want them to be going, once you can relax and center with yourself and with the moment and with your partner in a sexual situation, it is really easy to get there the next time too, because you have a blueprint now etched into your synapses in your brain that follow a route and know, hey, this is an important sexual emotional time. I'm going to go down this path, which is the path of great pleasure and orgasm, depending on where we are in our process, or the path of moderate pleasure and just having fun. You know, it depends on where we are. But that's the really great thing about letting yourself do this naked time centering, because it parallels with your sexual experience. And I've already mentioned this before. So we've got a couple steps in how to get ourselves into naked time. My advice is to start off with your bath or your shower. Maybe put some lotion on, something like that. Brush your hair, clip your fingernails, whatever. Which is sort of a grooming thing, which is almost a monotonous kind of taking care of yourself routine. So it's easy for you to think at the same time. So I advise you to do that as your way to get into naked time. Or if you really are comfortable being naked, then just dive right on in. It's up to you. Find the path that is best for you to get into naked time. Just like everybody has a different way of getting into a sexual situation. They need more time or less time or this kind of stimulation or not. Or they need to be under the covers first or not. Or they want to have taken a shower first or not. So think about it in that way. But, you know, not necessarily, it won't be the same circumstance. But think about how this is an important thing, naked time. So make sure that you're making yourself as comfortable as you can be as you start to enter into naked time. And remember that just like with sex, naked time foreplay is important. What you do before naked time or transitioning into naked time is part of naked time. Just like foreplay is part of sex. It is not a discrete, separate step to sex. It equals the beginning of sex. You can't have a story in a book without a beginning that then transitions into the middle and the end. You can't just start in the middle of the story. That's called the beginning. You need a beginning. So make it a good one. Make it a good beginning of naked time so that you can enter into naked time and make it the best experience you've had so far. You can center with yourself, have some peace with yourself, and think of the different things that you can do during that time. You can watch TV if you just want to be naked with yourself and not think about it. You can write about how you feel. You can lower the lights. You can cut on some candles. You can cut on some music. There's so many different ways to have naked time, and I advise you to do a little bit of all of them at different points, because that's going to get you the most comfortable of all. I hope that these suggestions and this prescription, I suppose, for naked time helped a little bit. I hope that you are trying naked time, because if you are trying, I promise you are succeeding at naked time. You cannot fail at naked time. It's impossible. If you are naked, you're not failing at naked time. You are succeeding. So just keep it up, okay? Thank you for listening today. I'm Emma for O Woman, and I will talk to you next time.